This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Draupadi Murmu will unveil the new flag and insignia of the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi today. She will also deliver the valedictory address at the ongoing National Conference of District Judiciary. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court featured live sessions on district judiciary issues including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. Yesterday, while inaugurating the conference, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for society. He said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Aswani Vaishnav, inspected the newly manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper coach in Bengaluru today. He announced the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version is ready for testing and trial run and will roll out of the facility in the next few days. He said the passengers will benefit from it in the next 3 months. The minister is also scheduled to virtually flag off the Pilibhit to Melani train service from the VIP terminal of Kempegowda International Airport in Bengaluru this evening. Air Marshal Tejinder Singh has taken over as Deputy Chief of the Air Staff of the Indian Air Force in New Delhi today. After assumption of his new appointment, he paid homage to the Bravehearts who gave the supreme sacrifice by laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. Air Marshal Tejinder is an alumnus of the National Defence Academy and commissioned in the fighter stream of the IAF on 13 June 1987. He is the Category A qualified flying instructor with over 4,500 hours of flying, an alumnus of Defence Services Staff College and National Defence College. He has commanded a fighter squadron, a radar station, a premier fighter base and was Air Officer commanding in Jammu and Kashmir. He was also awarded the Vayu Sena Medal in 2007 and Ati Vishisht Seva Medal in 2002. National Nutrition Week is being celebrated across the country beginning from today. The week is observed annually from 1st to 7th September. This annual event was initiated by the Food and Nutrition Board of the Ministry of Women and Child Development in 1982. The week-long observance aims to intensify nutrition and health-related awareness among the masses, which can profoundly impact productivity, economic growth and ultimately development of the nation. It also aims to educate communities about the nutritional needs of different age groups from infants to elderly. During this week, major emphasis is laid on nutrition, education and training programs carried out by the governmental and non-governmental organizations. Throughout this week, several seminars, workshops, educational programs, conferences and the public awareness campaigns are organized across the country. These activities are designed to educate people about the advantages of maintaining a balanced diet, the positive impact of proper nutrition, ways to prevent diseases linked to the poor dietary habits, and strategies to overcome nutritional deficiencies. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, central and southern parts of the country. The IMD said that Vidarbha and Telangana region are expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today and heavy to very heavy rainfall likely at isolated places in Assam, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Kerala, Mahe and Telangana. In the US Open, Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Suziadi reached the mixed doubles quarterfinals. The duo beat John Pace and Katrina Seva 0-6, 7-6, 10-7 in the pre-quarterfinal match. They will face Matthew Abdon and Barbara Craig in the quarterfinal. Bopanna also entered the third round of men's doubles with Matthew Abdon. The duo clinched a 6-2, 6-4 victory over Spain's Roberto Corbales Bena and Argentina's Federico Coria. On the fourth day of Paris Paralympics, today, India will be looking to improve its ranking in the medal tally. In para-athletics, Ravi Rangoli will be in action in men's short put F40 final, while Nishad Kumar will also eye on the medal in the men's high jump T47 event final. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.